All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 140. Learning today, sponsored by Naomi Belazon, in memory of her mother, Zissel Bas Chaim Zev, by Rani Nabi Faber, in memory of Rani's father, Moshe Huda ben Mordechai, by Shlomo Fried, in memory of his mother, Chava Bas Tfiaryeh, by Barbara Greenberg, in memory of her mother, Leah Bas Henochanoch, and by Esther and Oren Levenbrand, in memory of Esther's father, Rav Naftali Aryeh, ben Harav Yosef Halevi, Tehenish Masam Tura B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, we'll discuss today the question, maybe a misconception, and that is one allowed to use an electric hand dryer as part of the Netilas Yadayim process? Meaning, after you wash your hands, must you dry your hands with a towel, a napkin, or something like that? Or would it be sufficient to just use an electric hand dryer? You make the bracha and just put your hands up to the dryer. I was recently at, I think it was a pizza store, and there was a washing station, and there was no towels, nothing, no napkins, nothing around. The only thing they had was an electric hand dryer. So that's a question, are you allowed to use that? Obviously not on Shabbos, but during the week. Okay, so before we get to the specific question, I want to take one step back and look at a different machlokes, which I think reflects the nature of drying your hands in general. Namely, what role in the mitzvah is drying your hands? Is it really part of the mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah just washing? And okay, practically speaking, we dry our hands once they're wet, but it's not really part of the mitzvah. If it's not part of the mitzvah, this whole question is a non-starter. Do whatever you want. It's not part of the mitzvah. If it's part of the mitzvah, then we have to take it more seriously because we want to do the mitzvah correctly. Maybe the mitzvah requires a hand towel and not an electric hand dryer. Okay, so like I said, we'll discuss the lead in machlokas and then get back to our question. Hopefully we'll do it in one video. If not, I'll do two parts. So the first question we're going to discuss, which again is this lead-in, is when is one supposed to make the bracha of al netilas yadayim? Before you wash your hands or after you wash your hands? This is the machlokas in the Rishonim, and again, it'll bear out its relevance to our question here. So the Rambam says in a couple of places pretty clearly that you're supposed to make the bracha before you wash your hands. You make the bracha of al netilas yadayim in Hilchos Brachos Perek Vav regarding the bracha of netilas yadayim, and in Hilchos Chamitzu Matzah Perek Ches where he's talking about the Seder. And he's talking about the stage of Rachza, where the second time we wash our hands with a bracha, famously, first time without a bracha, second time with a bracha. So discussing that, the Rambam says, I'll read you his lashon. Says va'achar kach, after Magid. First he discusses Magid. After Magid, we're up to Rachza. So what does he say? Mivarich al netilas yadayim v'noto yadav shnia. You make the bracha al netilas yadayim and then wash your hands for the second time tonight. That pretty clearly sounds like you make the bracha before you wash your hands. If that wasn't explicit enough, but it is explicit. But anyways, the Orza Rua also quotes a number of opinions who maintain this, that one is supposed to make the bracha of al netilas yadayim before they wash their hands. This is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Ches as the correct halacha to make the bracha before you wash your hands. And there's a very strong logic for this, and that is we always make berachas hamitzvos over la'asiyas. And anytime you do a mitzvah, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. In a couple weeks, we'll be laying the Megillah, and whoever is laying the Megillah will make the bracha, mikra Megillah, before we lay the Megillah, not afterwards. So to here, we should make the bracha on the mitzvah, the Netilas Yadayim, before we wash our hands. So that is approach number one, and is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. Though the Shulchan Aruch does admit the minhag is not like this. The minhag is to make the bracha after, but he thinks that this is the halacha like the Rambam. So what's the other side? Why does it make sense to make the bracha after you do the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim? So the tour says very clearly that one is supposed to make the bracha achar, after washing your hands, and make the bracha after. And he gives two reasons. The second one is one that's relevant for us, but I'll say them both. The first reason that the tour gives is quite practically that your hands very likely could be dirty before you wash Netilas Yadayim, and it's inappropriate to make a bracha with dirty hands. So it's better to wash your hands first and then make the bracha after. Tosfos in Psachim, Dav Zayin, Amud Beis also similarly points out that in the morning when we say Netilas Yadayim after waking up, we go to the bathroom, we say Netilas Yadayim, for sure in that case, you have to wash your hands first because your hands are dirty and there's ruach ra and they're dirty. So for sure then you wash your hands first and then make the bracha after. So he says, so too here, we want to keep a consistent theme. We wash our hands first and make the bracha after. Reason number one being because beforehand, there's a good chance your hands are dirty. That is the first reason given by the tour. The second reason given by the tour is one that's relevant for us. And he says, you're all worried about this issue that we need to make brachos over la'asiyasa and before you do the mitzvah. So shouldn't we make the bracha before we wash our hands? He says, guess what? Drying your hands is also part of the mitzvah. So since drying your hands is part of the mitzvah, to make the bracha before you dry your hands is also, you know, within the umbrella of making brachos over la'asiyasan, and you're good to go there. He quotes the Gemara in Sota, Daftal Adam and Beis, which actually refers to the mitzvah in the Netilas Yadayim as Nigov Yadayim, drying your hands. So that is the essence, or at least a significant part of the mitzvah, says the Torah, and therefore it would make sense to make the bracha after you wash, but before you dry your hands. So like I said, this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, fundamentally, he agrees to the Rambam that you should make the bracha before you wash. Interesting note, Rav Schechter, I've seen, and I've also heard other prominent Rabbanim say this, that I know what I was seeing, just to make sure I wasn't misseeing over there. Rav Schechter makes the bracha al netilas yadayim before he washes his hands. Okay, could be he knows his hands aren't dirty. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the halacha is to make the bracha before, but the minog is not like him. The Ramah says that one is allowed to make the bracha after washing their hands, and he gives this reason that shegam hanigov min ha-mitzvah, because drying is also part of the mitzvah, so there's no overlasiyasin issue. You make the bracha before you do the mitzvah of drying your hands. And that is certainly the very common custom, certainly among Ashkenazim. Again, I know Rav Schechter and obviously clearly others do it before they wash their hands, but the common custom, certainly like the Ramah says, is to make the bracha after you wash, before you dry, the reason being that drying is part of the mitzvah. Okay, with that backdrop, we will now get to part two and address our question specifically.